From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died. The conservative Scalia was 79 years old. He died in his sleep of natural causes at a resort in southwest Texas. The White House says President Barack Obama has sent his condolences to Scalia's family. Chief Justice John Roberts, in confirming Scalia's death, called him an extraordinary individual and jurist, admired and treasured by his colleagues. Former President George W. Bush said that he and his wife, Laura, mourned the death of a brilliant jurist and important American, calling Scalia a towering figure and important judge on our nation's highest court. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, immediately voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said the president can and should send the Senate a nominee right away. Pope Francis has celebrated Mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Thousands of cheering faithful jammed the square in front of the basilica to hear the Argentine-born Pope. His homily focused on the story of the Virgin Mary revealing herself to a peasant Indian, Juan Diego, in 1531. The Pope also alluded to the themes of his visit, poverty, immigration, and crime. Earlier, he demanded that Mexican bishops courageously challenge what he called the insidious threat posed by the drug trade. Saturday morning at the presidential palace, the pontiff told President Enrique Peña Nieto and other authorities that those in public office should be honest and upright. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria is at a turning point in its history. Kerry told the Munich Security Conference in Germany decisions made in the near future could either end the country's civil war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future. The secretary also criticized Russia's targeting of opposition groups instead of terrorist fighters.
The vast majority, in our opinion, of Russia's attacks have been against legitimate opposition groups. And to adhere to the agreement that has been made, we think it is critical that Russia's targeting change.
Russia has continued its airstrikes in northern Syria since the plan for a partial truce was announced early Friday. Moscow spokesmen have insisted repeatedly that their forces are not targeting civilians. Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria Saturday. The shelling took place north of the city of Aleppo after Kurdish fighters, backed by Russian bombing raids, drove Syrian rebels from a former military air base near the Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors Syria's war, said the shelling had targeted the air base and a village captured from insurgents by the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party-backed YPG militia. Turkey considers the Democratic Union Party and its militia to be branches of the Kurdistan Workers Party, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey. NATO's top official on Saturday rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance had rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told the Associated Press that all moves had been defensive and proportionate and were in direct response to Russia's actions.
NATO does not see confrontation, and we do not want a new Cold War. But we have to respond to Russian military buildup, which we have seen over several years.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in areas bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there, and has also established a rapid reaction force. The United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. And Colombia's National Health Institute said that more than 5,000 pregnant women in the country are infected with the Zika virus. There's currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether it is linked to a birth defect that results in children's brains not developing properly. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.